Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Oh, yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda.
And today's episode is going to be real fun. We found Amanda's old cooking show from, what, 10 years ago?
Like 11 or 12.
I had no idea that you had a cooking show at one point. We found all of them on YouTube. And so we're going to be reacting to those today. And here with us to react is Ian Hecox.
Hello.
Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You also had a cooking show.
I did have a cooking show. It's something that I agreed to. I think it was around the time of the downtime between the Defy collapse and Smosh coming back. So it was like, I was kind of like, you know, considering expanding my career.
And becoming a chef.
Well, you know, I can't cut it as a chef, but I can eat food.
Well, the good news for you is that I also found that show, and we are also going to be reacting to that one as well.
I feel like my show is going to be better.
Oh, it will be. It will be better.
We'll have to see. Amanda, you've talked so much crap about this show.
Here's the thing is that it wasn't my cooking show.
Okay.
So it's a cooking show called Food New England, where I'm from.
Wow.
And when I was working at Channel 7 News, one of the producers came up to me and pitched it and was like, we'll get a crew, we'll take you to your favorite spots around Boston, and we'll film you talking and reacting and like kind of talking about the restaurant. And then the one is me making a breakfast sandwich in my apartment.
I was going to ask, like, being New England, was it just you sucking down clams everywhere?
No.
Today, we're making clam chowder again for the fifth time.
Actually, I'm, like, not eating anything that's very New England-y at all. Oh. Like, I make an egg sandwich, and I have, like, pancakes.
Spoilers!
Sorry!
Did people really need a cooking show to know how to make an egg sandwich?
Yeah, they really, really
so
did.
So you were the one cooking in this for the most part.
So I'm cooking in one, and then I don't really know what his whole concept was, but I'm cooking in one, and then I go to a couple restaurants, and I like walk through. Here's the thing.
I found a little bit of both.
I talk shit because I watch it back, and when you watch back old videos yourself, you're like, you know exactly where your head's at.
Yeah.
And when I watch it back, I'm literally saying in my head, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I don't know what I'm saying because there was no script. I improvised the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Oh, I improvised the whole thing.
I haven't watched them. I have not watched them. I started one. I laughed immediately. And I said, I'm going to save this because it's so good.
And I also can see like my mom in me a little bit. Like I do this like side mouth thing. You'll see. Wow. This is,
So look out for the side mouth.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for the side mouth. You guys both like food a lot though. Like you're two of the biggest foodies.
I feel like Ian's a very big foodie.
Yeah, more so than I think people realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean I like food. I like food less now because I can't have gluten anymore.
So I'm so sorry.
That has unfortunately like ruined my world of food.
Fuck.
But I do love me some food. I love eating.
Well, so I guess gluten does eliminate a lot.
But there is there's tons of stuff, and also you live in LA where there's tons of gluten free restaurants.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, for sure. There's always options, but it's like, you know, like one of my favorite restaurants in LA, Pizza Palace, which is this like Indian, Italian fusion restaurant. literally everything there is gluten. Everything.
Oh.
So and the owner has no interest in offering gluten free options, which is okay. That's totally in his power, and I respect that. He's just like, I don't know. I don't need it.
I don't know.
My restaurant's popular.
That's hard.
Which I get. I understand.
I get that too.
It's so good though. That place is so bomb.
I definitely love food. I don't feel like I know of restaurants at the same level as like you guys talk about. Like, but I love going to new places and trying new stuff. There's really not a genre or cuisine that I'm not a fan of. I really like it all. I guess it depends on the quality, sure.
Yeah.
But I think the one I'm probably the biggest fan of is Mediterranean. When I first started, when I was like 25, 26 was when I started being like, I need to learn how to cook. I didn't genuinely know how to cook some stuff. And I got a Mediterranean cookbook and I started making stuff out of that. And Ian can tell you, it's my first attempt, but my first attempt at baklava was actually surprisingly successful. Yeah. And I just followed the cookbook to the T.
Yep.
And I it took forever because you're laying all this, these layers of dough and olive oil and you make this thing of, you know, honey and all this stuff that you pour over it at the end. Turned out great, man. I was
really good.
I need to make that again.
I would love baklava. You don't know this, but is one of my favorite things on
this delicious
planet. I love baklava. I don't like really sweet desserts. Mm-hmm. So those are all my favorite flavors. Yeah. Like I love rose. I love pistachio. I also love very floral things as sweets.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a very different palate than, I don't know.
Yeah, like a lot of like Middle Eastern.
I love Middle Eastern food.
Like, because a lot of it's like dates, pistachios. Maybe you get some cream.
Jams.
It's not like, here's a giant cake.
Right.
No. It's definitely pleasant, and then you don't feel like total garbage at the end.
I love Middle Eastern food, Turkish food. I actually wanted to start getting a cookbook, like a Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Because I got really into baking.
Oh, yeah.
I love baking so, so much. And I feel like Middle Eastern desserts are some of my absolute favorites. So I have yet to find a good cookbook that is Middle Eastern desserts.
I guess in the comments down below, give us some suggestions.
Yeah, I would love that.
I love finding a cookbook, and I want to do this soon, of finding just a different cuisine style or different genre and buying a cookbook of that and trying to go through and make a bunch of stuff from it. I know there's I think Mexican food would be one that I'd love to do. Because making that all at home could be really fun.
Just watch the Great British Bake Off episode.
Yeah.
Literally,
they cover that.
No, because growing up, I've had white people Mexican food. You know, where it's like white people taco night, stuff like that.
Yep.
But I'd love to try to make some more, like to make it better, make it right. Would be really fun.
Try to make some mole.
Dude, I've heard that's a process. Isn't that like a 10-hour process or something?
Probably longer. I mean, you gotta...
Also, you need like specific...
stuff.
Yeah. Containers stuff. And things to mold it in.
Maybe I'll... You know what? All right. I'm gonna work on...
Shane makes mole. Brings a tub of mole.
That's gonna be my cooking show. Shane makes mole. And it's a 24-episode season of me failing every episode.
Yeah.
You're gonna get tons of viewers.
So you bake.
So I love baking. I don't know. It started in COVID. I love baking. I'm also, I love following a recipe.
Oh, dude. I love following a recipe to the T.
One of my best friends, Dunya, she's Middle Eastern, and she can just come up with it in her head. Yeah. See, me, I love following a recipe, so I feel like baking was really beneficial for doing that. I got obsessed with making thumbprint cookies.
Cool.
I have yet to bring those in, like thumbprint cookies with a little bit of jam. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love those cookies so much. Shortbread.
Do you put the jam in after they're done baking? Is that a stupid question?
No, it's not a stupid question, actually. So basically, you're making them, you're making the whole dough, and then you do them in little balls, and then you roll them in sugar, and you put them out on a baking sheet, and then you press your thumb, or you could do a little spoon, press your thumb, and then you put them in the freezer for 30 minutes before you do anything, bring them out, then they're like a little hard, and then you have to heat up the jam, not too hot, and then you put the jam in, and then you bake them.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they have to be frozen first. Otherwise, it won't hold.
That makes sense.
If you skip the freezing part, you'll just get jam in the middle, and then they'll just spread throughout the cookie.
Oh. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, kinda pretty cool. That
mythical Chef Josh fact that he said on our channel, which was that chocolate chip cookies were invented because the person wanted to make chocolate cookies.
Oh, yeah.
So they thought the chocolate chips would melt like into the cookies, but they didn't. They stayed as chips.
What?
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so you like baking now, and you like, but you don't cook much.
I do cook.
You do cook.
So my husband cooks all the time. He's such an amazing cook. Yeah. He's the type of person that just throws things together in his mind.
Pretty cool.
Fun. He is such an amazing cook. And so I've gotten better at like trying to cook. So I've gotten all these amazing cookbooks. My friend got me Alice Waters, the like very simple foods. So good. So I've gotten really good at making I Got a Luck Recette for my wedding, wedding gift.
Hell yeah.
So I've gotten really into Dutch oven, like coq au vin.
I'm sorry. I can't. Yeah, I'm never not going to think of, you know. I'm such a boy. I'll never like mature enough to hear somebody say I have a Dutch oven.
Ian immediately laughed. There wasn't a second.
Yeah, you can't just mention a Dutch oven without word, cracking a little smile.
My husband Dutch and I like to ruined. Dutch oven each other all the time. It's really fun.
I should get one, though, because like you just make such like insane stews.
Coq au vin is so good. It's French.
I bake bread stew. In my Dutch oven.
So, okay. Oh. I want to learn how to do that.
There's a book for
Is
it.
Is there a book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Salt, water, flour, yeast.
Wow. Oh, wow. I'm also kind of in the market for a Dutch oven cookbook.
Yeah.
So anything in the comments, I actually need. You guys are fucking
like,
children.
I'm like, you have a bed, don't you?
Yeah, just get a blanket and a bunch of porridge.
Eat some beans, get under the blanket. Okay, so Amanda, that's where your cooking career is now. But it's time to take a trip in time to the start of Amanda's cooking career,
which was zero.
And we're now going to react to New England food.
I'm anxious.
Food New England.
Food New England.
Here's the thing. It's a channel. I think they have 300 subscribers, which is fun.
Okay.
And I'm not the only person on it. And funny story about this. My sister took me to a restaurant thinking it was the one from my video.
Oh.
And it was the weirdest restaurant in Coolidge Corner in Boston. And she was like, okay, we're here. And I was like, oh, cool. It's like French toast. They do French toast for dinner. She's like, yeah, remember? And I was like, oh, this isn't where I did it. I was like, oh, fuck. Why are we here?
All right, let's see this.
Oh, my God.
All right. Tim is going to set this up really quick for us, then we'll begin. Okay, so this first one is titled Amanda's Tequila Margarita.
What margarita is in
tequila? Yeah, Amanda, that's a very special margarita you're making there.
This is a perfect title for exactly what these videos are. No fucking idea what I'm talking about.
Okay, let's hop in.
I did not come up with this intro.
Hi, everybody. It's Amanda. We're here at one of the best, hippest places in Quincy. It's called The Fat Cat.
It's
I've gone many times with my sister. Very cool, small, quaint, cozy place.
Can we pause it? Can you please take your hands out of your pockets?
You're moving your jacket everywhere. Yeah.
You know why?
And it's like you're like clearly like trying not to create a scene. You're speaking so low.
You're like, so we're here at this bar that I love.
How embarrassed are you in this?
I'm so
embarrassed right now. Here's the one thing people don't know about this about me. When I'm a person, I get really embarrassed in public. Mm-hmm. Really embarrassed.
I'm the same way.
I get so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed this whole time.
I could tell.
I was like, people are watching us. Also, my hands during this time love to move.
Yeah.
So they're in my pocket, so they don't.
But you're still moving them around.
Because normally, like, 15 people were stabbed to death outside this apartment.
I am so embarrassed this whole time. I'm so embarrassed, and I'm embarrassed watching it.
I love how much you're spinning around, too. You keep turning back to the camera. It's like, could we not have started this video at the bar? Like, why are we doing this?
Also, that wasn't my decision. You have to remember, I'm being directed.
The music's
now.
Also blasting. It's and you're like, and here we are at this bar. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here we are. And, we're at
and of course we showed up and the owner was like, oh, is this happening? You know what I mean? And the bartender was like,
what are you doing here? All right, let's keep going.
I just love it. It's just like ordinary like operating hours. You have like a camera with a giant light on it that's just blinding the bar patrons.
I am so deeply uncomfortable. You should watch
I can
out.
Tell. Because I know this is the exact feeling I get. So I feel,
well, buckle up, from... Ian. Yours is coming.
Oh.
The best bar in town. Okay.
No cuts.
So.
Just dead space.
I love every kind of drink there is. Martinis, okay. Not so much. Too strong, too much vodka.
Martinis are my favorite drink.
I must
right
say,
now.
My true passion is tequila with the salt, flavorful,
I hate tequila.
Lime, Mexican salsa, yes.
Mexican salsa, yes.
Mexican salsa, yes. Comment down below, Mexican salsa, yes.
Again, I'm so deeply uncomfortable.
I love tequila with the lime. Mexican salsa, yes. That's a Donald Trump quote.
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I don't know what the
Tim
fuck
lost his shit at that quote.
Mexican salsa, yes.
Next time I go to a Mexican restaurant, I'd be like, I love the tequila, the spice, the Mexican salsa, yes.
the waiter's going to be like, okay, man. Cool.
It gets worse.
All right, let's keep going.
So I'm going to order a fresh margarita from the beautiful bartender here / manager.
Don't know her name.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Would you like a house or a top shelf?
Ooh.
Like I said, I was poor, so
did you
let's
hear this?
Go
wait,
house.
Go back. What if, you what missed is... what I say here.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Would you like a house or a top shelf?
Ooh.
Like I said, I was poor, so let's go with the house.
Moon Azul's a great tequila.
Huh? Did you never
did you
said
say
that
earlier? When it
you
like
never
I said
that.
Amanda looks like she's being tortured right now.
Like I said, I was poor. So the house.
So I the told house.
You. I told you. This is fucked up. Why would I go?
Are you paying for this personally in this video? What? Why? It's a
like
production
said,
and they're forcing you to buy stuff?
I was poor, so.
The production's like, we're not helping her.
I don't know what the fuck
okay.
I'm doing.
Okay, so we're watching a video where you're ordering a regular tequila margarita
just
at a bar. And this is, what's the selling point? I'm not trying to be mean here, but like, what am I watching?
Guys, I have no idea what the show's purpose was, but the manager's like, top shelf or whatever. And I'm like, well, I'm poor, so house. She's like, you have a full camera crew.
What the hell's going on?
I don't fucking know.
At this stage, though, I don't see any difference if there was a video of a guy being like, I'm going to go to the gas station and buy a Bud Light. Like, what? It's like the very informational video.
Again,
here.
The producer was an older dude who worked at Channel 7. This was his passion project, so he didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Okay.
And so I got no direction, so I'm improvising all of it.
All right, well, let's see what else you improvise.
So, no matter what.
Ooh, Luna Zool.
So
whoa.
What else is going in
whoa.
This margarita?
This is just,
wait.
I mean, each bartender
whoa,
has their
hold
own
on.
Thing.
They just poured, okay.
Yeah,
that's
welcome
a,
to the
they,
East
that's
Coast.
A, that's a pint
they
glass.
They poured in pint glasses. Margaritas are in pint glasses.
That's insane.
There's a lot of ice in there, but that did look like a lot of tequila.
That's right.
She did not measure that out.
No.
She just was like,
nah, bartender.
She's like, you need
measure.
This.
She's the manager. She's
like, get your hands out of your pockets. I'm going to make you.
You poor son of a bitch.
Mexican salsa.
She's probably sitting there like, God, this girl has no career.
Oh,
mind you, this is the restaurant down the street from my sister's house, so we go in all
no. Did you?
Yes.
Okay. Mexican salsa.
I mean, each bartender has their own thing. For me, it's fresh squeezed lime, tequila, triple sec, and a little bit of sour mix.
That's...
The camera's on the back of my head.
Camera's just like... He's like, these margaritas are great.
It's a 6-year-old passion project. The guy behind the camera is 60.
And this is his idea.
Yes.
Okay.
So she just said, like, this is my version of a margarita, and she described exactly a margarita. So she said other people have different versions of their margarita.
Well, I do remember ordering, I think I got a margarita at at Kimmy's wedding, and the guy put squirt into it.
No!
Yeah.
Wow.
He gave me, like, tequila and squirt.
Oh!
Yeah. So,
okay.
Absolutely.
There are other ways that people make them.
No.
It's not the right way.
Interesting.
Absolutely not.
Oh, wait, it was a Paloma.
There's all different types of margaritas. Sometimes you can have watermelon.
I want you to explain just that. We're not going to go, I don't know what you're about to say.
She went to Chili's. She went to Chili's and got a watermelon margarita one time.
Guys, I grew up on the East Coast. I, watching this, knowing I have no idea what to say next. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, there's watermelon. I don't even think I say any other flavors after this. I think I say lime.
Okay, let's see.
Strawberry.
Yeah.
These are strawberry margaritas.
Chili's and Fridays were a hit in my life.
Oh, for sure.
Strawberry margarita. That's a little bit better than watermelon.
No,
they're both
TGIF Fridays, the 99.
I also love that I love that you're weaving a spell as you were saying this. You're like, you can have this.
And do you see the side mouth? I'm like, so,
I don't know if I'm seeing that.
Sometimes there's actually margaritas mixed with sangria, which is the best of both worlds for me.
Disgusting. Huh? Disgusting. Disgusting.
What? Is that a thing you'd had?
No.
You lied?
I've never had that in my fucking life.
I've never heard
you
of
it. You just made that up right then.
I panicked.
You know, sometimes they mix margaritas with sangria.
That's me fucking panicking. And mind you, the woman's there just being like,
yeah.
He turns back to the bartender. The bartender's like, we do not do
We've
that.
We've never done that
I
in
will
our
never,
lives.
I promise you will never do that. All right. Okay. So we're hardly a minute in and Amanda's struggling pretty bad.
Personally. But let's go with the traditional one because I'm here and why not? Lime, salt. You know the works. Get a little crazy.
I wanted you to say Mexican salsa, yes, yeah. Again. I was waiting for it.
Salsa, yes.
Looks like she's going to mix it in there and put it in a beautiful glass.
Old school. It's not a beautiful glass. It's a fucking pint glass, and it's a weird plastic tub of salt.
Oh, no, you can't smell anything because you're at home. Sorry.
The audio totally changed.
She can't smell anything because you're at home.
And then she puts the top on it, the salt around the rim.
Oh, beautiful glass.
It's weird. I don't have salt in my food, but salt in my margarita.
Say, margarita, yum.
Yum. Yum.
She just walks away.
Finishing touch.
Just a fucking brown line.
That was amazing. Thank you so much.
I still don't know her name. That was amazing.
And thank you for letting me order this right now.
What?
Huh? We don't need that.
Are you just going to suck and all that?
Good, because the turtles.
Like to do a little squeeze, put it in.
That was just a mouthful of salt.
Yep.
That is really, really good.
Yep.
Why? The salt with the sweet, the ice cold.
The salt, the sweet, and the ice cold.
Ice cold.
Guys, I am panicking. I am full panic mode because, first of all, I am not a salt person. I don't love like when things are too salty.
Yeah.
You can tell I am
you just
dying.
You had a mouthful of salt.
That is more salt than I've ever seen on a glass.
It is loaded.
I am dying.
Fresh lime.
Oh, no.
I think it goes down a little bit too easy. Yeah, this is really, really good.
What was that? James? They just cut to a quick... That was the quickest shot.
That's the fat cat.
They cut to a drawing on the wall of a cat for like a second, and then it's back to you right where we just were.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no... It's just one camera. So.
Yeah, I know, but it's like...
It's like the only cut in this actual video.
No,
the rest is just rolling.
Horrific. And then it crossfades here. Oh, so the cat's in the background.
Sometimes I get them and they're too sweet, like that sour mix. You didn't put any sour mix in it, right?
I put a smidge. You know,
she's like... I put sour mix in that.
I'm like, you didn't put any sour mix.
She told you at the beginning. She said what the ingredients were. She said sour mix.
She did?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, she said sour mix.
And I go, you didn't put any sour mix in this, right?
What is this, tequila?
She mentioned, I put a smidge in there.
I put a smidge.
She hates her life right now.
She's so mad. This is the worst day of her
life. I just don't think she cares. Like,
no, she's like,
she's been a good sport. She's been a really good sport.
Good sport.
Barbara's her name?
No.
It was on the
See,
video.
See, I could not remember. I kept going like, and thank you.
I'm going to say it's Kimberly. That's what I'm going to say.
All right. Let's...
Margaritas are supposed to taste like tequila.
Exactly.
She knows what she's talking about.
Most places don't, because it's usually like what sweet, sour mix. And now what? It's just like
the
fresh.
Sweet, sweet, sour.
Ice and lemon.
I don't.
Okay, you really do not know what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. And I keep bringing up the sour mix, how much I hate it. I'm like, yeah, most places don't know what they're talking about. They put sour mix in it.
It's just a sweet sour mix. And this one's fresh. It's like, no, it's not.
She's like, I put sour mix.
She's like, I made it exactly how you just described. You hate them.
And I don't know what I'm fucking talking about.
And this ice, delicious.
And the ice.
I just keep saying ice,
so much
cold ice.
Cold
tequila,
ice.
Salt.
Olay.
Yeah. Cheers.
Help me. That's the video?
That's the video.
See, I couldn't. Wow. I haven't been able to get all the way to the end, so I haven't seen it in a while. I just picture a group, like a dad band group, who's just like, bam.
Bam, 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 bam. Mexican salsa, yes. That was pretty rough, Amanda. I'm not going to lie.
It gets so much worse.
Amanda, I got to say, Anthony Bourdain walked so you could... I don't even know.
Honestly.
I already know what to call this.
So this was 2011? Around then?
Yeah, I
so while
so.
I was on So Random, you were doing this?
Yes, I was killing it. I think I was like 23 here.
23? Yeah.
Yeah?
Badass.
I loved my straight hair.
So did you drink a lot of margaritas before this?
No.
So
tequila's not my favorite.
You were not versed in margaritas.
No.
So you were just... Was that one of the first margaritas?
Well, because it's the sweet and the sour, and the sour mix.
The thing is, I am panicking.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Through all of this, I'm panicking because I keep, like, doing this mouth thing.
Doing that.
Do you guys notice it?
I would say, like, it's not your fault.
Thanks.
You know, like,
Thanks,
I feel like you were really put in a very strange situation here.
It's okay. I look at these as thank you. I look at these as major growth. I'm like, wow, look, I've grown so much.
Why did he pick you, though, for this?
Because I was a writer at Channel 7, and he was like, oh, you'd be great for my show.
Yeah. He saw your newsreel. And said, oh, if she can talk about dead bodies, she can talk about margaritas.
My newsreel is psychotic. First of all, I'm wearing way too many scarves on that newsreel.
But you weren't wearing a scarf there?
But I'm wearing one here. You'll see.
Okay. Let's get into this. This one's called French toast.
Ooh, another very...
French toast. Just
another
French toast.
Another very East Coast food.
So that one when you were getting served, but now you're about to be cooking?
No, I'm getting served.
Oh, you're getting French toast.
Wow. Correct.
A recipe that you could have made.
Yeah.
You could have shown us how to make
genuinely, it. Genuinely, there's really no point to this show. There is zero point to the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Bring it in.
B-roll, bam, 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 I hope.
Everything is grilled, of course. I love grilled bread.
Doesn't. Buttery. Delicious.
All right, so they give you a cup of ice, endless refills. We're going to go over to
ice. Ice cold, your favorite
ice,
thing.
Ice.
Ice is Amanda's favorite thing. Thank God they gave her a glass of ice.
I'm panicking.
And she's like, you can come to this place. They give you a glass of ice, and it's awesome.
I'm fucking
I like
panicking.
To chew on it like a dog.
I'm panicking. I'm like, ice. And there's ice in here, and it's so great that there's ice in here, and I love ice. And when we have ice, everything's good.
The drink section right now.
I actually loved this place for breakfast. It was the fucking shit.
Okay.
I love a good diner.
Okay.
It was so good. What am I doing?
All right.
Please watch the people behind me, too.
Hot, cold, winter.
I love iced coffee, hot, cold, winter.
You did just say that.
I also love that this is still one camera. He had you
get
up and walk past
the
camera, then go back, and then walk from another angle.
This cut is insane when you consider that fact.
Yeah.
Boom.
And then he has you.
Breaking the 180 rule, but who cares?
Iced coffee. Hot, cold, winter.
Doesn't matter.
Hot, cold, winter.
I am fully flipping out. My heart, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm like, the guy at the register doesn't want me to be here. All these people are trying to have food. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't even know why I'm here.
Yeah, you're ruining their day.
The only thing I wish is that I wish for some different flavored iced coffee.
What?
Hey, I can't be too picky.
It's just a giant
you just pour into a cup.
You're talking about this like it's some whimsical thing. They have a dispenser for coffee. And I'm not hating on that. That's fine. But I just love that you're trying to talk.
Iced coffee. And I'm like, ooh.
You're trying to talk about this. Like look at this wonderful thing they have. It's like, it's called a soda machine.
Which is probably why he had me do these videos. Because I'm like, ooh, look at this.
What? Have you ever seen?
Winter.
These videos are great for someone who doesn't know.
You just landed on this planet.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm from Mercury. Hello.
All right. Mexican salsa. Ooh, yum.
Yes.
All right, we fill it up. Now that they don't really have flavored, I'm gonna add a little bit of hot coffee to add a little bit of flavor.
Why would hot coffee adding
what? Hold on. So because maybe there's that you just made iced coffee and you're now adding hot coffee to it.
Flavor. It's probably a flavored hot coffee.
You're pretty crazy.
Crunch vanilla.
Oh, okay. That's still insane.
I will say hazelnut.
A tiny, tiny bit of hot.
Hazelnut was my obsession.
And
I loved hazelnut iced coffee.
I can tell. You're wearing a scarf.
Look at my whole outfit. Of course, you
know Hazel. Look at my whole
outfit. This outfit is insane.
It's amazing.
It's good, though.
Milk.
That bracelet, my sister lived in Kenya for a year and gave it to me, and I never took it off.
That's awesome. I think you told us that.
Yeah.
This might be a little bit overflowing. Sometimes I want more than I can have.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Splenda, words of wisdom.
People say it gives you cancer. Don't they all give you cancer?
What the hell am I talking?
Like, why is this? Like, why? Like, we've all put sugar and sweeteners into our coffee, put milk in our coffee. Why do we need to film this?
Why are we filming me getting iced coffee?
Yeah, this is
that's the thing.
So odd.
I felt like I just did what I was given. I just made a meal out of it. You know?
Yeah,
what
you
saying?
Really were. You. The great thing about it is you do not stop talking, which I think is the point.
The guy.
You were like, I need to just keep saying things, and you do keep saying stuff. I think if I were to host this. Especially back then when I was younger, it would just be quiet. And I'd just be like, okay, we're getting coffee. All right, so we have our coffee.
Which is probably why he had me do it, because I was just...
You just go.
I was panic talking.
That's great. It's great.
I'm like, winter, cold, ice, yum.
Whatever. Mexican salsa, yes.
I'm going with Splenda. It's what I like.
It's what I like, and it gives people cancer. Here we go.
Who cares?
Right?
It's all about the coffee.
Now, covers are over there.
Cool. Oh, I didn't use a straw in the last video. Oh, now I'm going to use a straw.
Look at that.
I'm a big walking contradiction.
It's just coffee.
But
you're talking it up. You're talking it up. This really is
dark coffee. It's the best part of the day. Gets you going. Turns me into a real human. Coffee.
Oh.
Wow.
This is good.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
Well, that's French toast.
Perfect.
Yep, you did order French toast.
All right. Can you
smell
that?
It's
with the coffee.
Amanda, TV writer.
What am I doing?
But I can.
TV writer.
So we can add a little bit of butter. That maple syrup, so cute. We don't need to add too much butter.
What?
Right, so the reason that I'm getting...
So you just said
we could
add some butter.
What is the point
of this video? And then you're not adding any butter.
Nope.
You're about to just eat these dry. No syrup, no butter.
I'm freaking out inside. Trust
bread.
Me. Trust me, I am fucking losing it.
What if they had brought you a plate of just four plain bread slices, not French toast?
I'd be like, oh my God.
You'd have been like, oh, look at that. Gorgeous.
Crusty loaf.
They make their bread so unique. You know, some people cook the French toast. Some people just give you bread. You would have found a way.
I have the gift of gab.
I'm just like, he couldn't go into the back and like film them making it at least.
No, I know, we get nothing.
There's no insight into
this.
We saw you making, not even making coffee. We saw you pour coffee from a dispenser.
Yeah, next video I am making something.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's terrible.
I usually get the eggs, the golden grill. Same. I mean, I like differences, but I like to...
As you notice, I say a word and then I move on.
My best friend got this and she loves trying everything on the menu.
You're talking about this like this some sort of insane thing. It's French toast and you're eating it without syrup, which I guess some people do, but I just think that's a little
weird. I'm eating it dry because I'm fucking panicking, man.
And it was.
I like, just go into it.
I was pretty much eating her menu. Her meal. All right.
Excuse me.
We're gonna cut right.
Just
into
no,
this.
No retake.
Okay.
Can we do that again? No. Okay. All right.
So we're just gonna keep on rolling, huh? Okay.
And then I just go, excuse me.
If someone came in and like.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Pulp Fiction style held up this diner, you guys would still keep rolling. And yeah. You'd be like, oh, they loved it. This place
oh,
was
look at
so
that.
Exciting.
It's a shootout. Excuse me. Nothing.
I love shootouts, the guns, the guns, the ice cold.
The ice cold, the winter.
Winter.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Cutting into a dry.
Okay.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, why are you shifting the French toast around?
Sour, sweet. It's crazy. When you have food, you know, you think, oh, this might not be good. This doesn't sound good.
What?
But if you just think of the flavors in your head and you mix them and you put them all together, it's perfect.
What?
What did you just say?
What is that?
Can we go? Let's get that quote one more time.
You know, okay. You think, this might not be good. This doesn't sound good. But if you just think of the flavors in your head and you mix them and you put them all together, it's perfect.
My brain was like, my brain was in survival mode. My brain was like, let me get some words attached to food. Mix, perfect.
Did you mean to say, like, you meant to say,
I know what
if
I
you
meant
think
to say.
About the flavors and you mix them up in your head?
I think what I meant
or
to say...
Or
we
like, mix all the flavors on the plate.
I think what I meant to say is that if you read all the ingredients and they all sound good, mixing them together will probably be good.
Is this still... And I'm not judging. Is this still how you eat French toast where you cut it up and then you pour a little bit of syrup on each bit?
Yes.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Is there something in that French toast?
There's like cream and shit.
There's like
mushy... I think
mushy.
I mentioned that
you're not
sweet.
You're not talking about that, though.
No.
You don't mention... That's
I think
like
I say there's
thing.
Sweet
yeah.
stuff.
That's There's something to, yeah, stuff. That'd be something to point out because this doesn't look like traditional French toast.
Also, it'd be cool if you, like, linked, if you like, put what's in the French, like,
right.
Other than that,
mm-hmm.
What is the point?
It's just you eating,
we are literally watching you eat French toast.
I mean,
toast.
Like, really, you were ahead of your time. This is a mukbang.
Yeah, truly. A mukbang with hardly anything.
Yeah.
It's perfect. All right. First bite.
That's a lunchtime Smosh
reference. Yeah, Smosh reference.
What?
First bite.
Just said first bite.
Going in.
Watch. I think this guy behind me just stares.
Okay,
we're done.
That's it. That's the only clip
that
you gave us from that one.
And we're done. You don't need to say anything else? Because I literally think I just eat and then I don't talk about anything.
And you just like, just one tear rolls down.
Yep, and
face.
I'm like, help.
It looked like good French toast though. That makes me want French toast.
Yeah, this place was amazing.
Okay.
Now
we've moved on to something a little more advanced. Breakfast bagel.
Here's what you guys need to know is he was like, oh, do you have a kitchen? And I was like, I was so done living at home that I decided to move to Boston, to the city. I lived with 5 random people I had never met just on Craigslist. And I had moved in and we all shared this huge house and I lived in the attic. I couldn't stand...
How do I not know this?
I couldn't stand up tall in my room.
Oh, my God.
My room was this. I was never... I could never stand up tall in my room. But the rent was cheap, and this is where I filmed this.
How long did you film in the attic?
I filmed there... I lived there for like a year and a half.
Oh, was it fun?
Actually, it was really fun. It was just like a bunch of random people.
Was it all women?
No. It was two couples.
Oh,
and then me.
That's like safer.
Yeah, it was wild. Oh, yeah, yeah. I felt totally safe. It was wild.
But you lived in the attic.
But I couldn't stand up tall in my room.
That's insane. How crouched were you in your room?
Literally. This, I don't, very crouched. I could only fit a bed and a dresser.
Did you?
But I was free. I wasn't living at home.
Yeah.
Okay, and I could walk to the T, and I felt like,
okay.
I had a job. I could walk to the T.
So this subway? Was.
Yeah, that's the subway.
So this was filmed in the kitchen. And so your roommates weren't there at the time?
They weren't there. I don't think they were there. I don't know where they were.
But... okay. They made sure to get out so you could make a breakfast bagel.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Breakfast bagel.
My cooking skills was... yeah.
Oh, we're about to see.
Fucking pointless. It's just
pointless. Hell yeah, dude. Oh! Whoa, summer.
Thank
though.
You, hi, Boston!
Everybody. My name
dude.
Is Amanda.
Okay, hold on. Let me get that again.
All this font is...
Hi everybody, my name is Amanda and I'm in Somerville. I just moved into my brand new apartment. I have an island.
Yeah, I'm sharing
my brand new apartment.
Five other Craigslist people.
I wonder if this place has an attic and I wonder what it's like.
Literally none of the stuff behind me is mine.
Which is crazy for a brand new apartment.
It's not brand new. It's so old. It's the oldest building in the
world. Is it an apartment or is it a house?
It's just a fucking house.
Look at this apartment that I
literally have. Nothing you say is the nothing you say is the truth.
It's all a lie because it's coming from a panicked place.
This is my new apartment where I like to mix sangria and margarita together.
My brain is sending out alert signals and they're coming out as words.
Kind of live in a little hostel, five people.
Okay, you're being
okay,
honest.
Okay, okay.
So finally the truth comes out.
The thing is, I'm not on purpose lying. It's just happening. Because there's no takes. It's one take.
It's one take.
What else is going on? So today we are making a vegetarian Mediterranean egg sandwich.
It's not Mediterranean.
Sounds average and simple, but it's really not.
It's not Mediterranean.
And it sounds simple, but it's really not.
It's not. I think I just add lettuce. Pretty positive.
Oh, this is very Mediterranean.
It's Mediterranean. It's got a tomato in it.
I'm the queen of making nothing into something
You're
amazing.
It's saying shit.
It's different. It's nice.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
It's crisp, clean. So we got a lot going on.
Hey.
So we got the everything bagel.
Okay, so we got a pretty good setup here. We have some orange slices just for decoration on the cutting board. Do not need to be there. Why are they on the cutting board?
Because
I understand you could have orange slices for your breakfast. They're not going to be in the bagel, I hope. You got a red onion there, tomato. Is that butter or cheese?
There's something around the onion. I don't
know. It's just butter on it. They're cooking.
Yeah, I don't.
Butter.
And there's alfalfa sprouts.
Decoration. Yep. But for the side, they work.
And the egg is just on its own
plate. Spanish red onion. Spanish.
That onion is Spanish.
That tomato is gigantic. That's a big tomato.
That onion is
lettuce.
España.
Making for more to.
And I have three knives, just in case.
You know, I always like using.
At this stage, it is very funny that you said Mediterranean, and it's just got a lot of the standard ingredients.
That's making shit out.
Lettuce. My sister just turned into a vegetarian, and I'm a big meat.
Just turned, into
a vegetarian.
Oh, full moon!
I remember when she's like, I'm a vegetarian. And my mom was like, why? Why? She's so pissed about it.
Meat eater, so I kind of feel like I gotta eat some more lettuce, vegetables, but works. So instead of lettuce, a little plain, I'm gonna add spinach.
I just say I gotta eat more lettuce.
Oh, so
and
no
instead
lettuce.
Of lettuce, I have to eat spinach.
So it's spinach instead of lettuce. Pretty cool.
Spinach. We got some sprouts in honor of my vegetarian sister.
Great.
The spinach is also a celebration of your vegetarian sister.
No.
The sprouts.
Again.
In particular.
Again, alerts to my brain are just words.
Butter and of course the spice. We got a little spice.
Jack Daniels
mustard. My favorite Mediterranean. Staple Jack Daniels spicy Southwest mustard
spice of Jack Daniels.
I know for a fact that I had no mustard, and I looked in the fridge, and my roommates only shopped at fucking Costco, and they bought the worst shit. And I was like, Jack Daniels, here we go.
You didn't even shop for this?
No.
They showed up with the camera crew, and you're like, I guess I'm cooking whatever.
No, I had to supply everything. I had to do everything.
Southwest Jack Daniels, delicious, And my favorite, jalapeno cheese.
That is true. That's still my favorite cheese.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
I don't know why I'm whispering.
So, a little bit of butter. Mm-hmm. We're going to grill our bagel. Toasting is just boring.
Okay, let's flash forward here.
If you don't know anything about me either, is I have three sisters. No brother.
So you're just
talking.
He's Irish.
No idea what I'm saying.
Mustache, the whole shebang.
Jumping forward.
I said he's Irish with a mustache, whole shebang.
Any way that you want. I like my eggs runny. So at the end, you can dip the yolk, the bread in the yolk, and have it delicious. Just runny, beautiful.
What?
Runny
and beautiful. I
can't wait to see how you cook this egg.
I'm dying. I think I died in this video.
Okay, so you just put it on the pan, and then we just forget
about
it.
Also, look at the way I cut this. My cousin, who was a chef, messaged me and was like, I need to teach you how to cut onions.
Oh, yeah, you're just... I'm not even an expert on cutting onions, but yeah, it was not good.
Just chaotic.
Like, I like to feel the crunch.
What is that? Chaos, what are you doing?
Perfect.
Ooh,
you hear that bagel grilling?
Oh, those are giant pieces of onion.
Yeah. What am I doing? Also, mind you, I was running on empty. I was, like, not sleeping.
So jalapeno cheese. You just dropped the blocks of cheese on top of the fry.
Oh my god.
What is that supposed to do?
What the hell?
Did you expect that to melt?
I don't know. I've never done that after that in my life.
Had you ever done it before?
Oh my god.
Dude, this is
skimps
nuts.
And
yeah, I need to see the results of all.
I want to see what the egg cheese looks like.
I made such a mess.
Jesus Christ!
Okay, my God.
We're seeing a little results here.
Sandwich is like 700 calories.
Okay. God. Okay, so the cheese is on one side, on one
this
side
is where
of the
we
egg.
Add the tomato.
Make sure we get the chunk of those onions. Yeah, baby, just in chunks.
Oh, good. You didn't need to cut the onions. You could have just had the rings on.
Yeah.
Vegetarian.
Pull one ring.
This is for you, baby sis. Vegetarian.
I'm also just like, my nose is running. Like, I was like...
Spinach.
You're like, yeah, so...
The onion, yeah.
One single spinach leaf.
Wow. I'm dying. You can tell I'm dying. Onions make me really cry.
Oh, my God.
And we couldn't cut.
Okay, and you loaded it up with sprouts.
Beautiful. And for all you meat eaters out there, vegetarian is not a bad way to go. It's delicious.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm also, if you notice, I'm speaking in the back of my throat. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
I'm like, vegetarians is the easiest way to go.
Vegetarian. So if all of my meat eaters out there, vegetarian's pretty good. Like, they probably had
such
vegetarian.
A fearful little girl.
Most people have had a salad.
Listen, you're going to get a ton of facts from me in any of these videos.
I want someone in the comments to let us know. Somebody out there, please mix sangria with margarita and tell us the result.
The Amanda margarita.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh.
What is this song?
This knife is terrible.
It's
taking like 5 years to cut this bagel. No,
what
is that editing?
No!
Dude, are we tripping right now? Oh, this is like a really bad porno.
That was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh my god.
I haven't been able to get to the end of these videos and I forgot that he put like a sexy sax.
He put a sexy sax for the egg exploding. All right, here's the bite.
Just in love. I'm in love.
Why
is
it
possible to be in love with a
sandwich? Put like a soft filter over the...
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about them calling you all the time.
What am I... What are you saying?
They're there. You make them, and then they're gone.
You're not even talking about the food.
Thank you for joining me.
You didn't even react. You didn't even say it was good.
I'll take care of the sandwich.
Oh my god.
All I say is excuse me. I say excuse me so much.
I cannot explain... How insane! If you're just listening to this, the soft filter they put on this is so insane. It just looks like it's fogged up.
It looks like a flashback scene.
And the music is insane.
And I don't react to the bite.
No.
I just talked about
talking.
A boyfriend not calling me, which is not how I
you
felt
took
about
the
boyfriends.
Bite and you did not explain how it tasted at all for a second. And also, honestly, by it, I don't think it looked good. It looked bad.
No.
Also, Behind me is like a weird yellow wall. Like nothing looked good in that kitchen.
No, this was insane.
And these are the type of videos I was sending to my family to be like, look, I did like a fun video.
Guys, check it out.
They probably, why?
They're like, she's never going
to. That's why when I was like, I moved. Now I understand why they didn't want me to move to LA.
Oh, yeah. They saw
that. I was moving to LA. They were like,
what are you going
to
do?
Don't do it. You're not going to. Honey, you're going to get your heart broken. Thanks, guys, for going on that rocking journey with me.
Oh, my God.
We got one more, though, right?
No.
I think.
Hold on.
The next one is all right, baby.
So that was incredible.
Wow.
Amanda, bravo.
Ice cold winter.
Yeah. Ice cold winter.
Mexican salsa.
The amount of quotes in that.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's very quotable. And also it showed me how far I have come.
I feel like we should like make that bagel. Just
we should do that.
Yeah, I have not put cheese on the egg while it's cooking in a while.
We should try that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay.
Okay.
Now we get to see Ian's cooking show.
Finally, I can rest.
Getting schooled on pasta puttanesca with Ian Heacock. So, Ian, yeah, you did this show when Smosh kind of went under for a little bit. So,
yeah, I made
you had a lot of free time.
I made no. I started the deal process when it was kind of like in limbo, and then this shot like after Smosh had came back and everything.
Okay, yeah. I think I remember you doing this, and they'll be like, "Yeah, Ian's doing a cooking show." And I was like, "Oh, okay,
oh,
yeah."
I didn't realize he was into that.
Okay,
like at that level. Yeah. So this was called, or we'll get the. You know what? Let's just see this intro.
I love it.
Okay.
Shall we?
Are you feeling what I was just feeling?
I mean, I don't even know if I've actually seen the final cuts.
The intro is what? I only watched the intro, and I already was laughing.
Yeah.
Not because it's bad, but because it's Ian.
Yeah. It's very wholesome.
Listen to the most wholesome thing you're ever going to hear Ian say.
This is the most earnest you'll ever get.
It's shocking. As a viewer, if you watch a lot of our content, you're going to be like, who is this man? Here we go.
Here we go.
I'm Ian.
I'm Ian Heacock, a mediocre comedian and a terrible cook. Oh. I'm off to learn from the best kind of teacher there is, Nana's.
Nana's. Because it was, I think they changed the...
This first one, they don't have you saying the title. It's a weird change.
This feels like a Paul Rudd movie, like the beginning of a Paul Rudd movie.
Hi, I'm Ian Heacock.
And he's like,
hey,
yeah.
What's going on? I'm Ian Heacock.
Today I'm cooking with Flora, a Nona bringing her Italian flair to the kitchen.
Hi, Flora.
Ian.
This is Sunday at Nana's.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this is Sunday at Nana's.
Oh, that's not even... That was like a placeholder.
Yeah, they had not gotten your intro. They hadn't gotten your intro yet.
No,
go back.
No, they were definitely supposed to replace that.
Anona bringing her Italian flair to the kitchen.
Hi, Flora.
Hi.
This is Sunday at Nana's.
Yeah, see, that's not...
Oh, no, that's not even you.
Then they had an AI voice filling that in.
Yeah, no, because they needed me to like come in and do... a bunch of VO, and I couldn't do it in time.
Oh, wow.
Sunday at Nana's.
And then I think I recorded.
Flora, nice to meet you. This is Sunday at Nana's.
And I might have recorded some at my house, so I think that's why some of the VO doesn't sound
incredible. Great. This is so wholesome. For those just listening, the visuals are so sweet. It's as Food Network-y, Lifetime channel as you can get.
Way better Sunday, than mine.
Sunday at Nana's with
Nana's.
Ian Heacock.
Oh, look at all those little plates.
So I have not watched anything else beyond this point.
So excited.
We're about to see you with an old Italian.
Yeah.
Ian.
The salsa, aka the sauce.
So Flora, what are we making today?
We make puttanesca. We make penne alla puttanesca.
Okay.
I'm going to show you the way I do.
Okay.
I love her.
You want to put this salsa in a bowl?
The whole thing?
The whole thing. Okay. Like when you want to kill somebody, squeeze them.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a messy job.
What is happening?
Oh, right.
Oh, you need your apron.
Oh my God, he's just like,
okay.
She's like, when you want to kill someone,
you can't kill. She's like, you gotta smash up all the tomatoes with their hands.
Like the way that I killed my ex-husband. Like, whoa,
She's like, put on this apron, shut up.
She's like, I am quirky, I am Italian. You kill your husband, so what?
Her daughter's like new boyfriend, and she's like, come cook with me, I'll find out if you're good for you, my daughter.
Please. I'm gonna start the garlic.
Okay. How long have you been making puttanesca?
When I was maybe 8-9 years old. One night we don't have food.
Put your hands in that bowl. And my mom just
close up shot of Ian's hands just touching tomatoes.
They're so white, just and like, you're just like, it just, I swear, you're just
the camera
playing
work is,
the piano.
I think what makes this funny to me is how well this is the opposite of yours. It's shot so well.
Yeah.
Everything is so crisp. So it's just Ian just there.
Yeah.
That's what's funny to me.
Yeah.
About.
Oh, yeah. It was like a really like good crew.
It's a really well done show, but just seeing it is so funny.
Taste made. In the cabinet, she find a little pepper, garlic, olives, and she say, I'm going to make some kind of salsa.
I want
Ian to just be like, what?
This Nana's been waiting for this video to come out.
She's still.
I waiting. Hope your hands are in that ball the entire
time. You're just still doing it.
I just leave there.
We have dinner. I put a garlic, 2 cloves of garlic. The caper.
I love capers.
It's ready for salsa.
Okay, great.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
Yeah. God, let's get that out of here.
Okay.
Apprezzemolo, Italian parsley.
Okay, got the parsley. Salt. This music is so, it's like The Sims. I feel like I'm building a house.
It's a Great British Bake Off for sure.
I love it. She loves putting things in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Throughout the filming of Sunday at Nana's, because you were with a different Nana every episode.
Yeah.
Was there ever sexual tension?
Always. Always. Lots.
Stop. Lots. Really? She's like, give me a hand.
Yeah. And then she just...
She's like, good, strong hand.
Yes.
Strong hand. Kill my ex-husband.
Very good. Kill my husband.
Kill my husband.
Well, she's my husband.
She's making me do stuff because that was part of the show. Like, they wanted me to, like, do the work.
She's like
they wanted me to...
He's shot.
She's pouring salt into your hands?
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted to do the work.
They wanted me to do the work. They didn't want them to do
shots
it.
Shots of tequila right now. That's what we need the salt for.
Oh,
tequila.
Yeah,
tequila.
Mexican salsa,
sour.
Amanda loves tequila.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sangria.
Just kind of spread it in there.
No, I spray it. Oh, my
God. Oh,
God. You're
what all pros do, right?
God.
Oh,
she just fucking hits you.
She's
with
like,
no.
She just loses.
You know, I gotta say, if you should put these like on, if you have a dating profile, put this whole clip on.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it sells you pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you're just like, just like, hey, whoa. Fresh.
Yeah. And she's like, you are
and her
stupid.
Going, God damn it.
God, I meant this whole thing. You know, it's very sweet. It just, I don't feel like Smosh ever sees you like this.
It's so sweet.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, I need the Pepe.
Pepe, what are you, Pepe? You see a guy, I'm like, oh, and he runs.
He's there just
car.
Like stirring.
Pepe?
Pepe.
Oh, Pepper.
You're like, Pepe, I thought I was the only man here.
Who else? Oh my God.
Open your hands and smell it.
She knows.
I'm not that stupid.
She's like, yes.
Okay,
yes,
basta.
All
right.
This music feels like you're climbing up a mountain.
Okay. I'm going to put in the carabato leaves. They have to be cooked.
Oh.
Step two.
Oh, the zucchini.
Look at the way I cut the zucchini.
Okay.
About to suck it up.
Let me see. And then we're gonna fry the zucchini.
Don't give him a knife.
No.
Don't give him a knife towards you!
No!
No.
This you call it zucchini? Look.
I'm sorry.
She just roasted
She's
your
about
ass.
To whip you.
Yeah. That was your first one.
I've never cut like a vegetable like that. That's hella scary, cutting a knife towards you.
I don't think
I just did that recently with an apple, and I cut into my finger.
Oh, so you didn't learn anything from these Thanos?
I feel like her thumbs are probably hard.
Oh, yeah.
By Bubba's thumbs, she would cut, and I'd be like, ah, but it wouldn't go through.
No,
it
doesn't
just
affect
Alice.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
jump forward here to, let's see if there's another step.
Pasta time?
Oh, pasta time.
This is it, baby. All right. Hold them all right inside you.
Okay.
She's so stressed.
Oh, that looks
my
good.
My husband is faster than you.
Oh, so you're grilling, or you're frying.
Frying this.
Put some garlic. Mightly.
Just kind of sprinkle it?
Yes.
Okay.
This is nice. This is
very
nice.
Put a little salt in there.
Little bit. That's it.
All right.
Un po' di pepe. Little bit.
Pepe.
You gotta love
this.
Pepe.
Basil.
This is
mint. Oh, okay, yeah.
Slice very thin.
Thin slices over this.
God,
you guys have great.
Yeah, you guys have great chemistry.
Great chemistry. You guys are a great team.
What can I say? Bananas love me.
My God. Did you ever call her?
I want to see this final result. Oh.
She remembered me, a lot of memory.
That's great. Can we try the zucchini?
Try the zucchini?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I've never had zucchini with vinegar, and it gives it a nice little punch. I like it.
Like this. Boom.
Yeah, exactly.
What if she actually punched you right there?
Yeah.
And they kept
probably would have knocked me out.
Yeah.
No, is it very awkward to film these things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know, like, because, like, the thing is, like, all of the Nanas are just, like, nice, and, like, they're just, like, regular people.
Yeah.
And they were just, like, I don't know, kind of, like, happy to share, like, something that they'd been making forever. Like, mm-hmm. There was, like, one lady that, like, had this mac and cheese, and then this, like, one of them was, like, this, like, 89-year-old man, and he was like a public defender. No,
how
it was only
they find this guy if he's not even a professional cook.
None of them are professional cooks.
They're just grandmas.
They're just
amateur cooks.
Yeah. There was like one that was
the
like
best type of cooks.
This she was the mom. This guy owns a restaurant and she was his mom, and she made this like Shanghainese like chicken like stew.
Okay.
Wow.
Like used like just an entire chicken. Dude, it was so good.
Hell yeah.
It was so good.
What about this 89-year-old public defender?
We made spaghetti bolognese, I think.
Okay.
Wow.
And it was pretty good.
Oh my God,
so
amazing.
All these Nanas, they lived up to the hype.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was all great. You know, then you'd have like, never mind.
What is happening here?
All right, so I mean, I feel like this seems
like
the kind of the end.
Me too.
Flora, this was so amazing. Thank you so much for taking me into your house.
You learned something.
Oh my God, yes. Just thank you.
You're welcome.
Ciao.
Oh yes, I learned something. All right, let's get out of here. I'm done.
Ciao.
And I'm done.
She's like, you're gonna stay.
With me.
Yeah, now they're gonna leave.
You're gonna be my next husband.
I'm gonna beat you.
Hey, you stay right here.
She's
wow.
amazing.
Wow. So you did about what, 7 episodes of this?
Something like that, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I checked it out. It's got like a couple thousand views. So
okay, cool.
That's nice. Mine has like 25.
Yeah,
that's it.
Which actually, I that makes me nervous that 25 people saw you make.
Did you check this on YouTube or Facebook? Because they went out on
YouTube.
Facebook.
Okay,
YouTube.
These were more Facebook.
Yeah, they were Facebook like originals.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't sleep on the Facebook views.
Okay, then never mind. I don't know how successful these were. You guys both had cooking shows, and I never have had a cooking show.
Well, we can always change that. We can do a cooking show for you, Shane. I'll get my phone, and we'll come.
And we'll
to
just
a
go.
Weird dark kitchen and
we'll just go someplace.
We'll just go.
Follow me to a Chili's and we'll just one shot and I just go.
Then you're gonna see how many flavors of margaritas there are, because there's a lot more than just strawberry.
You're like, they call these things fajitas.
Wow.
I love it. The steam, the vegetables, yum.
It's gonna be called Tender Time with Shane. And I go to restaurants and I order chicken tenders, no matter where I am. And if they don't serve chicken tenders, I leave.
Okay. That sounds promising.
Yeah, but so every episode is me reviewing a different set of chicken tenders.
I love it.
From a different place.
I love that.
Maybe some episodes I'll make chicken tenders.
That sounds great.
I think that'd be... look, I think this is a good show.
I would actually watch you bake stuff and make your bread.
I would. Okay.
Butter me up with Shane. Okay. Wait, we have a fun end segment.
All right, so Amanda and I want to we want to figure out an end segment for this show.
Yeah.
So we're going to experiment a little bit. And this first end segment we're trying out is called Smart Mouth.
Smart Mouth.
So we say something really interesting. We'll take turns.
Yep.
Say something super interesting, and if the other person doesn't know about it, you win.
Yep.
It's a success. You've
succeeded. Oh, okay.
So you need to say a cool fact.
Okay. Yep.
That, and if anyone else here at this table knows it, then you did not succeed it.
Correct.
Smart Mouth.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Ian, you want to participate?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're also in it. If you know about something, then
you go first.
Okay. I struggled with this.
Me too, actually.
But I have one that I think is pretty cool. It's a fact that I love.
Okay.
Do you guys know the largest animal that's ever existed on Earth? The largest animal.
Yes.
You do. You do? Okay, because I'm about to tell you. And
T-Rex, obviously.
No, that's so far.
Hippo.
No. No.
Is it?
Megalodon.
Are you about to ruin this
for me? I mean, I was going to say that.
Megalodon? No. Blue whale.
Damn it.
The blue whale that exists today is the largest animal that's ever existed on Earth.
The blue whale?
It's bigger than any animal. All the dinosaurs and everything. There's no proof of anything that's been bigger than a blue whale.
Bigger than the megalodon?
Bigger than... Blue whale's gigantic. It's 100 feet long. And it's like so big. And another fact I learned, apparently they're so big that you could, like, a person could fit inside their veins.
Yeah, I've heard that. Like, the heart, like, their heart is the size of, like, a car, right? Yeah.
Okay, that's amazing. They're
beyond enormous.
Okay, you...
So, I won.
You win.
I thought Ian was going to know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Ian, what's yours?
All right, Ian.
Okay, wait. Do you have to... Okay. What? So, I could just tell you the
You
thing.
Could tell me, and we'll be honest if we knew it or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Gandhi was a stretcher bearer in a war in South Africa.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
What's a stretcher bearer?
What is a stretcher
bearer? He carried people on stretchers.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I guess you win.
You got that.
Pretty wild.
That's a pretty niche fact.
Pretty crazy.
But that works.
My fact sucks because I did it food related and it's kind of stupid.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
What was the first thing planted in space?
Would that be potatoes?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well,
thank you so much for coming.
This has been great. This has been Smart Mouth.
Our new segment that we're trying. Successful. I love.
So Amanda has failed Smart Mouth, but we'll maybe bring it back and you'll have another chance.
Sure.
Thank you guys for watching. Ian, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for spending a Sunday with us, Nana.
Yeah, Nana. We love you, Nana.
You're welcome.
Thanks for watching. Comment down below your favorite Amanda quote.
Yes, and Dutch oven cookbooks. I mean it.
Yeah, let us know some Dutch oven cookbooks.
Let's get a sheet.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You never can be a cook.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.